Boom, boom, boom. It's your boy Enigma September, and you're now listening to another episode of Freedom Train Presents the Enigma Sep Hour podcast. Here we focus on the latest in hip-hop news while delivering interviews with some of the best hip-hop talent around. Thank you for taking the time to vibe with your boy. I appreciate it. Yo, you can find live recordings of the podcast at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927 and twitch.tv/EnigmaSep9. Also, make sure to follow me on all social media at EnigmaSep9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSep on Instagram and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSep. Yo, if you're interested in placement on the pod, make sure to contact me through my email at EnigmaSep@gmail.com. Yo, the podcast is supported by Freedom Train Network, and Freedom Train Network is supported by PAX Inc. Now, you can find more information about the organization at PAXInc.org. Also, if you shop through Amazon, you can use the Amazon Smile Program to donate funds to the organization to support this podcast. Speaking of that, we also got other podcasts on the Freedom Train Network, including Lessons from the Screen with Patrick Irvine, On the Shoulder of Giants and the Fix Sports podcast with my man Joe Ward, Shelby's World with Queen Shelby and Queen Candace, and Freedom Train Radio podcast with my man Pat and Joe. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast.
And now we
got time, baby. Up our podcast, and what you just heard was a man Midas the Beast with Dreams. Was it Dreams? I don't even know the name of the song anymore. let's see. Yeah, was it Voices with Voices? Anyway, this is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, episode 217. Just to run through this and now I'm lost. Yeah, 217, we had a guest tonight, my man AWOL the Mind Writer, coming out of Long Island. What I'm sipping on is not a Long Island. I wish it was, especially now. New York. So we get ready for the shenanigans coming from Strong Island about his nerdcore and video game references and his music, because he's a rapper. That's why he's on the podcast. I'm just going to get to it since I've already cut some of my time due to technical difficulties. Shoot, man. So, yeah, the noise in Tallahassee down here, down south, is that there was a apparent breach of the FAMU locker room by one real Boston Richie who decided to do a video. Tried to show the video earlier, didn't work out as well. So therefore, if you're now listening to the podcast, there was a whole bunch of stuff you missed out on. I apologize This is going to be a very short, least news segment of the podcast because I screwed up. Now, I'm telling you I screwed up, so I might as well just show the screw up, right? You want to see the screw up, go to my YouTube page because I'm keeping that there. I'm not editing it. You're going to see everything. Anywho, yeah, man breached the locker room. Apparently had inside track to somebody. Ain't gonna front. I have a suspicion, and it would make sense, but I'm not gonna say because I'm not gonna spread any rumors, and it wouldn't be productive. And I'm definitely not trying to mess up anybody's bread. But it is funny. It would be funny. Even though I highly, highly, highly doubt that that would be the case. Those who know me or maybe even grew up with me could probably speculate what I'm thinking. If you don't worry about it. But that would be funny. That would be the funniest scenario, just putting two and two together. But anywho, I feel bad because I feel like such a rattler in this situation where I'm just like, yo, if you didn't stay in Pattyfoot or visit Pattyfoot, I was in class with somebody who went to Pattyfoot, lived in Pattyfoot, you need to shut up. It ain't your concern. Not your concern. You know what I mean? I will say this. I mean, the song isn't horrible. Like, a lot of people try to bash the song. I don't know if that was out of anger for what happened. I can't do that. It's not a bad song. It's kind of funny. Yeah. he was saying some funny stuff. That's all I can say. He got paid for the girl to go down on him, and he got excited. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, not my concern, but seems kind of weird. Anywho, but yeah, man, caused a uproar, of course. Coach Simmons shut down the program for a weekend. Some people thought that was funny, that it was only a weekend. But of course, man, money talks and football brings it in. And so, yeah. And then also, too, I think it's a win-win for Boston Richie because the video is still up, oddly enough. I tried to play it. Again, my screw up. But on the flip side, so it's still up. He's still able to, have that clout of I'm rocking FAMU. I'm rocking the school that represents my city. But then on the flip side, because of the controversy and because, you got ESPN, which is tied to the Disney Corporation, saying your name just simply because, or showing your video now, simply because this is a football team that's going to play USF, I think, this year. And then, the whole Deion Jackson State, and that's going to be a situation. So all that tie-in, ESPN gonna run it, and you're gonna get your video played on ESPN. So it looks like it was a calculated risk. And even though as a rattler, I don't want my school to be no footstool for anybody, unless you're trying to get a degree and try to better yourself that way. Don't want my school to look like a fool. I gotta get what he did and why he did it. It's kind of clever. It's sort of clever. Gotta give him that. I don't appreciate it, but it was clever. But don't do that again, Boston Richie. If you were to ever listen to my podcast or be on my podcast, don't do that. Yeah, I could be like really old black people. Yeah, man, he wouldn't have did that to Florida State. I bet it wouldn't happen over there. Anywho, let me keep it moving because I ain't got much time. What I told you guys last week, I was gonna give y'all an update on what I was reading. Man, it ain't even think that this would be the book that really held it down for the past week or so. But I'm gonna get into it real quick. Like I said, I got limited time now because screw ups. But right now, I'm really on this James Baldwin, The Fight You Next Time. Now, I've quoted this book, or at least the title of it, many times before. And I'm surprised. I know I read it in high school, but I didn't realize how a lot of his ideals encompass a lot of ideas I have. And I was just like, yo. So now I'm trying to think, are these original ideas that I swear I just thought of a couple years ago? Or is this just resurfacing from 25 years ago? Interesting. So, yeah. James Baldwin, The Fire, Next Time. Also on his new joint. Shouts out to my sister-in-law in Sunoco bookstore. But also starting to read Better Not Bitter, Living on Purpose in the Pursuit of Racial Justice, Yusef Salaam of the Exonerated Five, formerly known as the Central Park Five. Yeah, so starting to read this one. Didn't know man's wanting to be a rapper. That was interesting. So, and it fits the podcast. So you holler at him, see if I can get him on the pod. You know what I mean? Hey, that's right. Thank you, baby. Looking out. Sankofa. You know real black nationalists. You don't know how to pronounce that, boy. You know real black nationalists. Sankofa Essential Books LLC, man. Y'all mentioned a shout out to my sister-in-law, Tiffany Williams. I can endorse it because it's my podcast. I got those two books from her. So y'all make sure to check that out. I'm also, man, probably the most influential book this year. Then you get back on it. I was really on my health kick before the unfortunate event on my pops. But you got The Five Principles, One Man Stick. Of course, out of Tallahassee, you know what I mean? He represents Tallahassee a lot, especially Southside, in this book. So it's really dope. A Revolution Path to Health, Inner Wealth, and Knowledge Itself. I don't know if he meant to rhyme that. I should say his government name. That's not his government name. But I don't know how to pronounce that. Because I didn't know how to pronounce Sankofa. So, yeah. See, I'll make sure to check that out. Of course, he's the brother of the homie Seven Cypher. So, Seven. I endorse the book, bro. So you brought a holla at me. You want a pod for real, for real. And last but not least, you guys should remember this for homework later. My man Keith Rogers of Black on Black Rhyme got his book, Black on Black Rhyme, a book that inspired a movement. So, yeah, crack this open. I suggest... I go crack this open too. It's your homework assignment. This is your homework assignment. So yeah, man, that's what I'm on right now. And speaking of black businesses, I also want to give a special shout out to Mocha Hair and Skin Care. This is a bigger and better. Can I see that? Nope. Can y'all see that? No. Okay. It's a Mocha Hair and Skin Care is a product line started by a mother and daughter's skincare line here in Tallahassee, and was able to run into them at the what was it? Working Class Wednesday. Shout out my cousin Terrence. Like, dang, cuz. Can't remember the name of the joint. Hey, yo. But they did a great presentation, especially the daughters, the little girls. And, yeah, I was able to win this rose water, which is a spritz with distilled roses. You spritz your hair and skin daily, so you live on air. Why not? Ooh, y'all heard that? Mmm. Oh. Oh, yeah. Rose. Roses. So I'm going to be shining the whole episode. So you got this rose water, and you got this sugar body scrub. Smells delicious, and I'm spilling it everywhere. You got sugar body scrub. Again, put it on my face. It's going to be on my face for the whole episode. Why not? There we go. And so you can find them on Facebook at Mocha Hair and Skincare. You can see it on my screen. I'm going to unshare it now. But yeah, man. Well, you shout out to M-O-K-A. Just look for M-O-K-A. Hair and Skincare. And apparently the Mocha is their acronym, the mother and the three daughters. Which is really inspired by them, especially, you know, having Mackenzie. And not that I'm sitting here wishing Mackenzie would be an entrepreneur. If she wants to, that's great. I'm just saying I'm not pressuring my daughter to do whatever, but not yet. But I thought it was really inspirational to see those young ladies doing their thing, man, and their mom leading them into self-reliance by coming up with products and doing their thing. Just dope. Black power all around. Good looking, man. I love black people. Point blank, period. Good, bad, ugly. I love black people. That's it. Speaking of the ugly, get into two ugly things real quick. Unfortunately, your man Gilly the Kid lost his over the weekend. Apparently, his son, known as Young Cheese, was shot and killed, man. Shot and killed, 25 years old, in Philly. Hometown. His dad's stomping ground. Apparently, they was out in the neighborhood, and there was some shooting. And he caught a bullet. There was some other people that got hit. They were straight. Young Cheese, unfortunately, to his wounds, man. Just really trash, especially since Gilly had just came out maybe a month or two ago about a shooting that occurred where somebody's grandma got hit. And he was just like, yo, you know, when were kids and grandmas on the menu? And then this happened. Almost like a response, you know what I mean? Not saying that was the case, but the timing. So, man, yeah, just sucked. Also had an incident down here in Tallahassee where young man shot the mother of his kids, or child, or whoever. Shot her sister, and then hit the road, and before the cops could get to him, he went on Facebook Live and unalived himself. Sad, man. Ain't no answers to these questions, bro. You know, there's light and there's dark. And the ideal is just to hope that there's some type of balance. And hope that the dark don't overcome the light. So, you know, I already gave y'all light, showing y'all, you know, beautiful women with businesses, beautiful black men writing books, you know, enlighten us with new knowledge. But also, too, man, you got violence that can occur at any time. So one thing I can say is, man, is, you know, enjoy every moment. Every moment that you got, enjoy that, because you never know. Never know. What else we got, man? Because like I said, I had to cut my time. Oh, I got to get into this. Man, I ain't got time. I'll say this, though. What's buddy's name? Speaking of darkness and light. Shout out to Nas. Drop Magic 2. Got to mention that. Dope project. However, I will say this is probably the least of the set that I enjoyed. And I think I said last time, like, it's pretty much, I think KD3 is my top. No, I think I said Magic is my top, then KD3, then 2-1. I probably can interchange KD1 and Magic 2. Not a bad project. It's not bad, but there was something lacking. Maybe the magic, perhaps. I saw one criticism that might add up, and somebody was, it was like Nas came with the lyrics, but Hit-Boy may need some inspiration, and I think that may be what it is, because it was a dope listen. It wasn't a hard listen. Kept it short, which I like, but yeah, I think Hit-Boy maybe. I can imagine Nas like, man, bring your ass here. Hit-Boy like, god dang, dog. Like, you know, Nas is a legend. You know things are working. You getting accolades, but you still like, man, I want to play with somebody else, dog. Like, I know it's Nas, but I want to play with somebody else. You need to pass the controller, dog. Yeah. I'm making this reference because of the guests we got tonight. Y'all just play. Y'all work with me before I get to the next song. But he probably like, man, you know, I know I'm learning and he's teaching me things, but I want to play with somebody else. That's what it felt like. Like, Hit-Boy just like, man, here you go, man. I ain't giving you all the dope beats. I gave you the dope beats already. What more do you want, Nasir Jones, Mr. Hennessy? I was like, it don't even matter. I'm knocking everything out of the park. And he did, you know, everything out of the park. So it is what it is, man. Shout out to Nas. I'll say this. Jason Aldean, man, fuck you, dog. That's all I got. Small town, these nuts, motherfucker. Try that in the small town, man. Get your old nasty ass fucking General Lee wannabe Dukes of Hazzard ass motherfucking song out of here, nigga. The fuck out of here. Try that in the small town. How about try unemployment in the small town, nigga? Everybody working at Walmart. Try meth labs in the small town, huh? How about that? Try that in the small town. One street light looking at a motherfucker. That song isn't racist. No, it's not. It's Poe. Some Poe people shit. We ain't got time for that. We like having utilities. I like getting my trash picked up regularly by city utilities because they actually exist. Ain't got to go and burn my shit in the back of a trailer hoping that my meth lab don't blow up with my two teeth hanging from my teeth. Jason Aldean. Aldean's dick in your mouth, nigga. Fuck you. My bad, y'all. I ain't mean to go off. I just had to speak on it. I was going to really get philosophical and tie in the song with the shenanigans of the Florida governor and them talking about not wanting to teach or wanting to revise history. I was going to do this whole tie-in, but I'm already over time, and I need to get to the song and to the interview. So I decided to just start cracking jokes. It was a wacky ass song. It was a wacky ass video. And he got nerded. I don't know what you guys are talking about. What are dog whistles? Shit your dog do when he's about to take his last breath because the fucking meth lab blew up in your small ass town. Fucking food line eating motherfuckers. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, let me get to the next song. Motherfucker, eat that food line, nigga. Anyway, my man Tarif Knockout. So that's not Tarif Knockout, my brother. Dropped a new single. He waited forever today to give it to me. Had to go pull his teeth. But I got it now. So let's pick a side, my man Tarif Knockout. And then we're going to be right back. Man, AWOL, the mind writer, right here on the Nick Myself Hour podcast. You got time?
You know I'm keeping score, keeping score. I want it all and I want some more, want some more. Pick a side, ain't no switching up, switching up. I grind hard, don't forget the love, and the love. Pick a side, you know I'm keeping score, keeping score. I want it all and I want some more, want some more. Pick a side, ain't no switching up, switching up. I grind hard, don't forget the hard nowadays, gotta keep my circle small, cause most of these niggas fake, wasting breath exposing y'all, exfoliating my pores, accomplish more goals, the woman of your dreams, she right here in my phone, it's really no days off, I'm back on the road, had to cut some people off forever, doors closed, when I make it to the top, just a thought, Lord knows, now my hot water off, so tonight, the shower cold, tough times never last, I'm built for this throne, just like Prince Akeem, rose petals being thrown. I'm an underground king, so shawty, get gold. Put my name up in the lights, billboards, award shows. All this shit, I manifest it back. My hair grow, I can feel it in my soul. Just ask my fans, know who been with me from the start. Moving at this turtle pace, all you rabbits on your mark. Get ready, set, go. Got the ice cream truck, the sorority home. Hit her with the fat man scoop, music maker, lose control. Lose control. Ella lose on for the chops off of South Monroe. You know how this story goes. My dreams are getting close, getting close, getting close. Pick a side, win, lose, or draw. Nigga, you decide. Play your stars, you control who start. Pick a side, win, lose, or draw. Nigga, you decide. Play your stars, you control who start. Pick a side, win, lose, or draw. Nigga, you decide. Play your stars, you control who start. Pick a side, win, lose, or draw. Nigga, you decide. Play your stars, you control who starts. Control who starts.
Pick a side, you know I'm keeping score. You know I'm keeping score.
I want it all, and I want some more. I want it all.
Pick a side, ain't no switching up. No switching up.
I grind hard, no forgetting the love.
Pick a side, you know I'm keeping score. You know I'm keeping score.
I want it all, and I want some more. I want it all.
Pick a side, ain't no switching up. Switching up. Switching up.
I grind hard, no forgetting the love.
All right, boom, 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 and we back. It's your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast, which you just heard. My man Tarif Knockout with Pick a Side. And the side I'm picking is Long Island, New York. My man AWOL, the mind right in the building. What's up, my boy?
Peace. What up? Can't say in the place to be. Actually, I'm in LA right now, but yeah, that's another place. So, what up?
Flex? Where you got the flex, bro? Yeah, he's flexing. Yeah, Cali.
You know what I'm saying? What's going on?
I feel kind of bad. And I thought we were going to get kind of grimy, you know what I'm saying? I thought you was in Gotham, but you over there in paradise. You chilling.
Yeah, man. You know, I'm currently, you know, Emerald Zone, Act 1.
Nice. We ain't mad at you, bro. We ain't mad at you. We're gonna get right into it, you know what I'm saying? And be it that not only am I introducing my audience, you to my audience, technically introducing you to myself, so I'm gonna come with the most corniest question one can ever ask, especially a rapper.
MC.
What's the science behind your name, man? Gotta know. What's the science behind the name?
Simple. I'm the aggressive writer, out of line, the mind writer. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm able to just typically just, you know, write whatever comes to mind and, you know, format, I guess, any and everything I've been through or what I've seen or, you know, speaking through, you know, third person and able to format it. And here I am. I don't mind write. I don't mind read. I mind write.
Okay. Man said he don't mind read. Wait. Did he just blow my mind? I think he just blew. I'm like, yo, I get the name because it reminds me of my original. And don't clown me, because it was 98. But my original rap name was E-Class the Imperial. So we both had the Doug going on. Nah, it was corny.
Nah, you know, everyone goes through it. I mean, like, eventually, you morph into something greater. Like, it's like, you know, like, I feel like you evolve, you know? And, like, there was the Master System, then there was Genesis.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah, it was... I was influenced by the times because, of course, back then it was the Shining Suit era. So, you know, you had Mace and Puff and Kim and the Lox and, you know, everybody was luxury raps. So,
right.
So I had to find an E name. And I was like, I think, Mace? One of Mace rhymes, he said something about the E-Class. Kim said something about E-Class too. And I was like, that'll work. And then with the Imperial, it was a name that my cousin, who I would end up getting this name that I have now, getting that name from, him and his homies used to call me the Imperial for whatever reason. I think probably had something to do with Busta Rhymes. So I just put it together, and it was E-Class the Imperial. But like you said, as I evolved, I realized ain't nothing flashy about me. Only thing I got close to an E-Class is my size. So it's just like, that's not gonna work. Picked up the moniker Enigma Sep and been riding out for the past 20 years, bro. So here we are.
You know, shout out to Enigma, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? One
no,
time.
No doubt. Now, I saw something else because, you know, it seemed like I didn't do any research, but I did. In regards to, make sure you come back, the LA connection, the Wi-Fi. All right, we back.
I'm here.
All right, I got you. I did some research, and I saw that you got somebody in your crew who actually has my government as their name, and it weirded me out because I have never seen my name spelt that way. But my government name is Emmanuel. So when I saw your homie with it, I'm like, I have never. So I just want to give a big shout out to your man, your homie E-Man.
Shout out Emmanuel one time. What up, Broken?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I was honestly, like, I how to say this? I like my name. I don't love my name. And so I was just like, of course, E-Class, Enigma, whatever. So to see somebody, like, roll with it, I'm like, oh, snap. They actually made it into a name? Like a stage name? All right.
It's better than a stage name, but, you know, it's a lot of meaning behind that name, but, yeah.
Oh yeah, no. Trust me. I live in the South. I have a lot of
shout out to the South too. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. Have you ever been down here?
Of course. Where you staying? By the way,
I'm in North Florida.
Oh, like I've actually been around Florida, not in North Florida. I've been around like West Palm, but I've traveled around the South end. I got family in the South. You know what I'm saying? Shot like, I mean, Georgia, you know, Decatur and everything, Buckhead,
okay,
Loganville, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Georgia, not to mention Tennessee, family all over Mississippi, of course.
Right, dope. So, how is it, but coming out of Long Island, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know it's kind of, if I know New York history the way I know it, I'm not saying I know it a lot because I'm down here, but it seemed like the artists that come out of Long Island, like, y'all really have to come hard and unique because you're battling the other boroughs and probably even battling for respect. Be it that it's 2023, like, do you still feel like for Long Island is still like a chip that you have on your shoulder and trying to represent, you know what I'm saying, that part of New York?
To be honest with you, it's more, yeah, like, I consider, like, Long Island the lost borough, you know? Right. And it's because for a long time, the boroughs, the five boroughs, you know, they got their shine, and it's super respect to them, because honestly, without that, without the boroughs being involved, I wouldn't even be here, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
Hip-hop started off in the Bronx, and then it just, like, literally just multiverse everywhere else. So,
sorry,
I have
this damn plane in there. That's the LA swag, you know what I mean? Only in LA you're gonna get that. Go ahead.
But yeah, you know, like, I feel like there's a lot of artists, a lot of legends that come through, you know, from Long Island. And whether or not even just like artists, just a lot of talent. I mean, you know, there's right. the new movie with Jennifer Lawrence or whatever, and that there's a, I think it's called No Good Deed. The kid from, like, the dude that's co-starring with Jennifer Lawrence is actually from Manhasset, which is so okay. crazy, you know. And Manhasset is literally like it's crazy. It's like a lot of politicians, you know, superstars, whatever, like literally hitting him in Manhasset, you know. So, like, to see that, and then to see other, like, I feel like we don't get a shine. We don't get enough shine, and when we do, they kind of don't speak on it enough. I feel like right. this is just like the vacation spot. Like, Long Island is like the low key vacation spot, but high key, it's the Traditionville of New York. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like what you wouldn't expect, like, anywhere else in New York. Maybe upstate, maybe a little downstate, but not how we got it, like, how Long Island is organized. You know what I'm saying? A lot of money, like, comes from and through Long Island. A lot of success, a lot of things, a lot of contributions come from and to and in from Long Island. So I feel like it's cats like me that just want to, you know, as far as I and Jay Hershey and Emmanuel and, you know what I'm saying, so many others, man, like Grant Millie and, you know, True Freedom, a lot of these cats, they work their asses off to try to, like, really be known, because there are a lot of the cats I've grown to be with are different. There's a lot of talent that does come from Long Island. Yeah. You know, De La Soul, shout out, you know. It's crazy, man, like.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Trudeau,
you know what I mean? Like, it's
right.
crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, Long Island, it seems like as much as great talent comes through from that borough, and it still, like, doesn't get the respect like a Brooklyn or a Bronx or even a Harlem, which is really Manhattan. So it's just kind of like, yo, but every time y'all come hard and y'all hit, you know what I mean? Like, and bring something new to the game. So
I just want to say this real quick too. Sorry to cut you off. Like, I don't want to be the one to be, you know, to chase, like, oh yeah, Long Island. You know, I just want to represent where I'm from. And, you know what I mean? Because if I don't know where, like, if I didn't know where I came from, how the hell would I know where I'm going? You know what I mean?
Word. So definitely much respect, especially down here from all the way from Tallahassee, man. So wanted to say so you mentioned your man Jay Hershey and a new project y'all just put out, man. How did y'all link up? You know what I'm saying? How do y'all link up? And how has that relationship progressed since the first time y'all met to now putting out whole projects?
I love this story. I love telling this story. I really do. Okay, so simply, I was, on and off, like, I was chilling with E-Man around, like, 2019. I had just dropped Insert Coin, produced by the Doppelgangers. So, shout out to Doppelgangers. Shout out Groggy Pack Entertainment.
Word.
You know, it's just, yo, man, it's just, the story is amazing. So, long story short, E-Man was, like, buzzing in my ear about, yo, I got this producer. I think you should really mess with this producer, man. I got you. I'm just like, yeah, I'll check his stuff out. So I'm at work or whatever. And, I think I'm on the rooftop of a school. I start listening to his beats, like one of his beats, and just it clung on to me. And as it was, it just did that. It just did its magic. I'm sitting there writing or whatever. The next thing you know, I'm recording in E-Man's basement. You know, like, we knocked it, it was like a nice little verse. It was like, I was trying to get somebody on the hook, but the song never necessarily got, like, finished. It was, like, more like a rough. But I guess E-Man, like, one day I wasn't over there. He showed Jay Hershey the song, and then the next thing you know, we just up and met. We had met previously at an event, I think it was somewhere around, I think, the end of 2018 we met. But yeah, it was just magic how we met, man. I started just feeding him ideas, letting him know how I, what I do as an artist. And the next thing you know, man, it was like peanut butter and jelly, man.
Bet. That's dope, bro. And yeah, y'all props, man, because clearly, like you said, peanut butter and jelly, y'all out here making this new classic music, this neo-classic. I just framed that term, so I coined that term, so y'all make sure y'all trademark that neo-classic hip-hop. Well, yo, that may be, I'm going to write that down for real. Hold up. Nigga, that was dope. Old neo-classic hip-hop. Shit, because that's a good description. That's a really good description. You definitely got the 90s aesthetics without this retro aesthetics without necessarily like biting it. Like even watching your videos, listen to the music, I get a Lost Boys, Busta, Ja Rule the Damager type vibe,
thank you
for the way you spit, and that's definitely a compliment. And so it's like, yeah, it's there, but yeah, I still feel like this is not a Gen Xer. Like, this is definitely millennial / Gen Zer with the terms and everything like that. So yeah, neo classical hip hop. It's a good description. Matter of fact, we'll go ahead and put it out there. Man, if you want to go ahead and take that as one of your descriptions, a learn with the nerd core, you can do that. Nori claps. We'll get AWOL permission to use that term. Anyway, but go back into it, I know you got the video game reference with the Sega Genesis and the nerdcore movement, and that's your lane. What made you get into that lane? What made you say, yo, I want, this is my space, and I'm just gonna expand and take over?
Honestly, man, I I wouldn't necessarily say a lane that I got into. I feel like it was just something that, I think it was just a lane that was already paved and I didn't know. I get a lot of, influence from a lot of, hip hop artists. A lot of them are my friends, I really do, man. And I and not even just that, just people in general, man, you know. And I feel like a lot of people, like, they put, not every artist, but, you know, they have this, their lane, like, where they need to fit in. Like, the world has paved them this lane where others have probably paved themselves this lane. And now this is the new cool thing to do. And if I don't, like, really tap in, or if I don't, you know, align with, like, what's going on, you know, I may be nothing, or I may not be accepted. And
right,
cats
right.
like the Doppelgangers, you know, my friends, CF Word, and, you know, Dr. CF Word, my boy, you know, Mr. Motherfucking Esquire, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, the list literally can go on. I mean, Proto Man. Yeah, you know, like, there's so many, man, that have literally paved the way, and I felt like that because they were themselves, and they were nobody else but themselves. And I'm not saying that any other or every other artist were not themselves. They had a story to tell. Well, this is my story, whether or not you may like it, you know, like, and whether or not, like, I'm a normal dude that goes. So, like, I feel like I want to be the reminder, like I'm here, but I'm just like you. And word. You know, one day you could be able to tell your story. You can do maybe if you don't rap, if you don't write, do something better than, you know, express yourself. So I feel like this is the lane where I can best describe myself as the person that fits into a lane that I created, that I can feel comfortable with, and I can even leave and come back home to, knowing that I'm in a place, and I'm in hip-hop, man. This is like my home. This saved my life. You know, Sega Genesis, like, low-key saved my life. That was the first system I ever had, like,
yeah,
starting off. And video games have played such a will into my life where, you know, I could have done other things in life, you know, and I had, but, you know, like, it wasn't too crazy. But if video games weren't there to keep me inside, I probably wouldn't be here talking about this right now.
Word. Not the, that's, you know, that can be said for a lot of people. That can, like, be said for a lot of people. Yeah.
Like, and I do this for the people that can't, to have a story to tell but can't speak. So that's why maybe I'm here.
My writer already. Yo, I love it, bro. So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get into this new project, the Sega AM2 part 2. You know what I'm saying? Jay Hershey. So what I got on deck? I got this New Day, and I got this NBA Jam. Now, one thing I like. Now, I mentioned this about the Nas project. I like when things are short. Pause. Hey, yo. So, what we're going to do is, typically, I don't play through the tracks, but because my man's song's only a minute and a half a piece, we're going to run through both the tracks, you know what I'm saying? And then we'll come back and wrap this thing on up, see what my man got planned for the future. So, again, this New Day, NBA Jam, my man A-Wall, the Mind Writer, produced by the man Jay Hershey. And this is the Nick Myself Hour Podcast. Let's go.
The Lord told me this is a new day. Minus the affliction that black, Spanish, and Jews take. Learning ill a smile with a motherfucking screw face. And black lives matter like the motherfucking mood change. My suit coolest is soothing off the two-page, regardless of what you say. Used to put blacks, brother, on hot nights or cool days. Until the famous touche, I underestimate any opponent where my moves made. Yo, shut out my niggas, screw tape. Fat boy Sharif and all my niggas in New Jerusalem. Y'all know to raise the roof, so never wait up, niggas aiming at your toupee. And shoot the spirit gun off the use case. You never had. And God bless you when you sneeze, but you'd rather let the tar test you. Best believing that it's all stressful. You're feeling queasy when it's all settled. Receiving calls off the hook, and you knowing that it's all devils.
And I also just put up memes in that because I'm a pretty relaxed sort of person. I've seen a lot of side of things, and I don't like to deal with any negative sort of views in the world. I mean, look, I get negativity, but I won't tolerate bigotry in any way, shape, or form. Racism, sexism, isms, anything, I won't tolerate it whatsoever.
NBA Jam with the cheat code. How we use the center to make a folk or a free throw? And got you niggas salty like a Cheeto. Pass the weed smoke. How in the fuck you forgot that I'm a beast though? Like that time I'm trying to sing, going bar for bar, going beast mode. Only on my whips, never least though. Cold winters in hell, I never wore a pico. Fat bitches dripping out their mouths when I ski those. But get mad for getting boots and ass like a tree hoe. Can't be mad if you never had the reso. Catch you with a killer crust over to your knees, bro. I told you Jay Hershey's that nigga with the beats, bro. And I'm McDuffie with the mic. And my CEO, I'm all about the cream with those woo killer beats. Spoke up when I was nearly getting by at 3 years old. Yeah, I'm a nerd to dumb niggas, I'm a weirdo. Listening to weird tunes, wearing all these weird clothes, but coming with these fair flows. See you really scared, you should go and let your peers know. Talk and get you fouled, technically on your man's note. Keep in mind at any time you can catch a hand, so bad that they throw me at the game, hear the fans go. Stupid on the man just to get you and your man show. All across the damn flow. NBA Jam with the cheat code. Yeah. NBA Jam with the cheat code. Yeah. NBA Jam with the cheat code. What? NBA Jam with the cheat code.
SKYCOOPID live out the borough, and you are now listening to the Enigma Step Hour podcast. Let's get it, baby.
All right, boom, boom, boom. We back. It's your boy Enigma September sitting here. Oh, make sure you bring him back. No, I didn't do that. Oh, I did. Okay, there we go. Sitting here with my man AWOL, the Mind Writer. What you just heard was New Day and NBA Jam. You know what I'm saying? Off the new joint, Sega AM 2. And first of all, nigga Jay Hersey. Man, Jay Hersey killed that shit. You know what I mean? So I was like, the way he flipped that sample. Matter of fact, I know the song. Like, it won't, like, he cut it right to the point where I can't even think what the song was. Is it Glass Night song? It don't even matter. We don't care. All we know, he killed it with dirty beats, man. Really appreciated the whole aesthetic. Yeah, so as far as the new project, you know what I mean? For those who have yet to come in and check it out yet, or you got to it, I think I got it early, maybe a little early. I don't know. what can people expect, you know what I'm saying, from this new joint between you with you and Jay Hersh?
I want you to understand that you may experience probably some of the realest music you'll ever hear in this time and never again. And I know that sounds a little cliche, but I seriously mean that, because not only is it coming from the bottom of my heart, but a lot of this shit came from like life and death experiences.
Right.
This record, it was a life and it remains a life or death, a life and death experience. And it goes a lot deeper than like what everyone, you know, thinks they heard. So that's why I really feel if you want something that you can really bump to, really, you want some lyricism, you might even like listen, you might even play this in the background while you're playing some NBA 2K, NBA Jam, Virtua Fighter, Street Fighter 6, whatever. I feel like, yeah, popping at AM2 Part 2 or 7M Media.
Now, I definitely can co-sign, because I know you dropped a video, if it wasn't today, at least this week, Baby.
Yesterday.
So you guys want to check it out, it's on YouTube. And I say this, it really hit me in the tear ducts, as my man Fonte said. Cause I just lost my pops. It'd be 2 months tomorrow. And so when I caught on to what the song was, you know, talking about as far as your mom, I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can co-sign as far as, like you said, this, these songs and at least particularly that song is, you know, showing a deeper side of you. How was it? Was it difficult to expose yourself like that? Or did it come easier? Like, how was you able to peel back that skin to really expose, you know what I'm saying, your inner thoughts?
Oof. I used to hear all the time, yeah, you're too aggressive. Oh, yeah, it was a little aggressive. You know, it's not really me all the time. I mean,
yeah,
like it is, but only when it presents itself. So I felt like with my baby, I felt like I needed to tell a story that literally, like, explained where I came from,
right,
and why. Like, my baby, you know, represents a little bit of my the background of my birth mother and I, mm-hmm. and then the transitioning before and after her death of my mother, my mama Tina. So,
yeah,
and you know, again, you know, not everyone has the silver spoon story, you know?
Right?
We all go through things. This song was a reminder, at least to let people know that I'm not aggressive and I go through things just like you,
right?
And this is my story until I close the game casing.
Right. Hey, you really took me back with that one. You got the blockbuster, picking the games, taking out of the cartridge. Excited to see what new adventures about to pop off. You know what I mean?
Like, so, it was an ode to them, man. Like, you know, to be honest with you, my mom birthed me.
Yeah.
And my aunt, or who now is my mother, consider my mother on earth.
Yeah.
She helped raise and continue my mother's legacy.
Right.
And she was the first person to buy me my Sega Genesis. And support me through most of the way, or a lot of the way.
Right.
I'm here. So this song was an ode to them, because I felt like I've never pushed this kind of material in my life. And I felt like it was my time. It was definitely time. It was definitely. I think God, like, let me know it was time. The second I even heard the beat, I'm like, Jay Hershey, this is the one. And yeah, it's been an experience, you know, and I live the experience today to continue doing what I do.
No doubt. And also, too, man, oddly enough, a piece of advice, a piece of advice my pops gave years before I even thought I'd be in this position. You're talking to somebody else. But it keeps me going now that I'm here, and he's not, was that as long as, you know, we keep going and keep pushing, they're gonna keep pushing. They still here, you know what I mean? So anytime that, you know, I may feel like, you know, want to connect to him, I feel like, you know, I miss him, all I gotta do is look in the mirror. you're looking back at. I'll say the same not only for your mom that's in heaven, but also your mom that's here on earth. You know, you like you said, you carry on their legacy through this music, through how you carry yourself. And all we gotta do is something else my dad used to always say, keep waking up. Just keep waking up. And you know what I'm saying? Their legacy, their memory continues on. So yeah, man, you're doing a beautiful job doing that. You're doing a beautiful job doing that. You give your flowers. More Nori claps.
I just wanted to say for 1 second, too, my deepest condolences, man. So, it's hard. So, I wish I could give you a hug.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. I still feel it in my heart. And that's what's most important, you know? So, it's all good. But also, too, you know, like I said, now I can relate. So it is, you know, it is what it is. Like I said, we got to keep doing what we got to do, keep their name alive. So, but before we get up out of here, like I said, we got the project, you know what I'm saying, out there dropping videos. There's a video for the joint that I just played, NBA Jam. I can't remember NBA Jam. If I won 13 when that came out. NBA Jam. Got a video for NBA Jam. Got a video for my baby. So if you can tell the people, you can tell the people how watch that video too. Like that wasn't it. But it was my baby that stuck to me. So you can tell the people where they can find the project, and also too, I know you're in LA right now, but what future shows or whatever you got popping in the next couple of months they can look out for?
Got a couple things going on next month, man. Right now I'm just enjoying my time, you know. May God be with both of us, man, and all of us, you know, because it was God that honestly really got me in. I'm not just saying that. God really got me here, you know, and I thank him every day, even for the good times, even for the bad times, because if it weren't for the bad times, so for that, you know, we didn't appreciate the good.
Amen.
I just wanted to say this. Sega AM2 was definitely an experience. You know, Sega AM2 Part 2 was a great experience, and, you know, and I just want to shout out Ames and Lakitu for shooting both videos for NBA Jam and my baby, especially my baby. Please go check that out, everybody. And you can find me literally everywhere, digitally. You can find me on Apple Music. You can find me on Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere that you feel comfortable listening to music. Just make sure, you know, you pop that tape in or CD when the time comes. And my next show, August 18th, I got a show on August 18th at Secret Four. You can check me out there. Me and Jay Hirsch are going to do our thing and everything. We'll be opening up, or not opening up, but we'll be with Elder Sensei and Louis Sear and a whole bunch of other characters. We also got something popping up, like, you know, soon with QSTV. So shout out to QSTV one time, too, because they're a fan, man, for real. So, yeah, man. And yeah, man, we got some things coming. Show's coming soon. We got some events coming. Please stay tuned, everybody, because I just want to say this. I don't just do this. This is not just for us. It's for you, too, right, man. It's for everyone, man. For the ones that could really relate, hope you tune in. It's Empower On.
All right, bet that up, man. I really appreciate you. Appreciate your time. You got a new fan of me. Just because, you know what I'm saying, love the spirit, love the, you know what I'm saying, the ideal of, you know, bringing everybody in to the music and really making this a community. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm a rep whenever I can. Of course, let your man Emmanuel know, you know what I'm saying, he got Emmanuel cousin down here in Florida.
I'm gonna call him in after this, like, yo, son, I'm not your cousin, son. Yo, you gotta, yo, son.
Yeah. Yo, because it'd be weird when you run into another one, you'd be like, word? Your name is. And then, of course, the first thing you ask, one M or two. So it's, it's always something. It's always something. But
I actually got a friend of mine. Her name is Iman, and it's crazy. Yeah. Her name is Iman. Shout out Sun Stoney one time too, man. That's the homegirl too, man. Forever.
And, you know, oh yeah.
And also like an associate of ours like for quite some time. So, and she also saw a lot of the progress that came along too. So yeah, but she's another one of those you know, the E clan,
the E man clan. Throw them E's up. We out here. You know what I mean? Yo, man. Again, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Continue to push your stuff. So even other episodes down the line, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to run these tracks. And, yeah, we'll just go from there. So without further ado, again, shouts out to my wife. I know she's watching down there from Orlando. Be safe with your mom, Dukes. You know what I mean? Stop dancing to Law and Order theme music. And also, too, shout out to my daughter, Mackenzie. Daddy loves you. Hopefully, you're not watching this because Daddy was cussing through this episode. So if you do see the end, it's probably 5 years from now when you just try to see what your daddy was doing on YouTube all these years. Anyway, 10 years, not five. Anyway, we'll get out y'all hair. This is the Nick Myself Hour podcast. We got time, baby. Peace.
Say good.